welcome to the Astro All-Stars podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Montgomery, pro astrologer and author of Star Power and Cosmic Power. This podcast is for you if you're an astro-curious modern mystic and ready to free your mind, own your power, and create your world. Let's go! Hey, starlings, and welcome back to the Astro All-Stars podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Montgomery. So this episode, we're doing things a little differently. There's no guest. There's you, me, and a recent article I wrote for the FAA magazine. So the FAA stands for the Federation of Australian Astrologers. They have four magazines each year. So this was for the first quarter, and then I wrote a follow-up for the second one, for the second quarter. So you can find them there. I'm also going to have them on my website. So just type in Skigate and you'll find the blog post come up. So I hope you're having a great summer in the northern, great winter in the southern. So Brian Clark was the editor and he was my original teacher. He's very active in astrology and has been for rather a few decades. So he was editing this particular edition. The entire edition is really focusing on the Pluto in Libra generation because we don't hear much about us. the polite generations are Pluto in Libra cohorts and Pluto in Virgo, it seems. Have a listen into the article as I read it out, and then, of course, the follow-up. If there's any questions, just let me know. You're welcome to please share. You're also, of course, welcome to book in a reading with me because I do one-to-one readings or astro sessions, as well as a couple of packages that I have where we can follow the sun through the year and I can do a lot more background work and tying everything together for you. Also, there's my books, Star Power, Cosmic Power, and my latest book, Astro Power, All for Modern Mystics, which are a fun read, easy read, and solid astrology as well. Very feminist, very empowering, loads of fun to write. Can't wait to bring you more. For now, enjoy this article. Pluto in Libra. It's all about you. I mean me. I mean we. Hurrah! We're finally talking about the Pluto in Libra generation. Let's take a look at the transiting Pluto in Aquarius as it trines the Pluto in Libra generation's natal placements over the next 20 years. I'm putting a big positive out there to balance, or is that compete with, a lot of doom and gloom about what's arriving on our collective and individual doorsteps. Neptune is in Sagittarius for this generation after all, so got to keep our spirits up and manifest positivity. Ignite Neptune, since it's in sextile to natal Pluto, and look at possibilities as well as inspirational examples. You are part of the Pluto in Libra generation if you were born late 1971 to 1984. I'm a firstborn 1971, an elder gen with Pluto at 1 degrees Libra. It was the first pass before looping back into late stage perfection. Virgo. Note that this gen's forerunners are walking the gauntlet of Chiron's return through Aries. Alongside this healing homecoming, we're catching the magnificent magnetic trine that Pluto is forming as it passes through its sister air sign, Aquarius. Focus on the positive. Amongst so much angsty and easy clickbait negative spins, being born in the 1970s and early 80s has its unique good news story. With five planets in Sagittarius, including magnanimous Jupiter and Neptune conjunct my Sag Sun, I'm setting the intention to lift our gaze into positive possibilities. The future has yet to happen, which means we have more wiggle room to craft our destiny. So often, astrologers focus on the hard aspects, squares, oppositions, and conjunctions / returns, at the cost of missing the payload during beneficial sextiles and trines. So here's to plucking rewards from the work you did over those hard aspects. Why focus on soft aspects? Because when they come along, it's easy to take them for granted. You may have an opportunity at this time. Make the most of it to turn the wheel of your life forward as much as possible while it's greased before you hit the next curb or hard right. History repeats with the planets. The saying, history doesn't repeat, but it sure does rhyme, is accurate. As planets orbit and return, historical themes appear in a familiar but new incarnation. As the mid-generation X, that's late Pluto in Virgo and early Pluto in Libra, matures, I'm seeing more cultural references that I can relate to in their work or musings. I can spot where inspiration was sourced, which is fun to connect to. I feel seen. As Chiron returns and this age group hits their mid-century mark, they're bringing popular culture full circle. Anyone older who has lived through these cycles will know exactly what I mean. And I don't mean fashion from my formative years is coming back to haunt me, which has been and still is the case. What I mean is the foundational years, the 1970s, like writer-director Patty Jenkins, born 1971, bringing Wonder Woman back, or the fantasy island and love boat inspiration behind lockdown breakout hit The White Lotus by Mike White, born 1970. The late 90s, early 2000s are also making a comeback, reflecting the planets in Aquarius at that time. Other transits co-constellating at pivotal points add oomph and individuality to how, when, and where the Pluto sextile square and trine expressed through the case studies I researched. So this piece is about the generic cycle of Pluto and the powerful opportunities and gifts that Pluto in Libra Gen is ready to express into the world. And don't we all need some take-no-prisoners harbingers of peace and harmony right now? Imagine Pluto in Libra saying, "You will comply and be refined." Now, consider everyone's perspective. Sit down, have a polite cup of tea together. You're not leaving the love seat until you do. Since Pluto in Libra natally sextiles Neptune in Sagittarius, the planet of inspiration, is part of any working plan to harness Pluto for this generation. So take an optimistic, anything can happen viewpoint and be open to manifesting your vision for the future. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. I'll say that again. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Intergenerational synastry. Sidestepping the dramatic crossfire between Pluto, Leo, and Scorpio generations, I've been wondering, when is it Pluto in Libra's time to shine? Sometimes we barely rate a mention. Humble Pluto in Virgo may feel relief at being left to their own devices, but Libra is a go-getter, cardinal, social air sign. It wants to interact, connect, and power up in partnership. However, the social landscape may require terraforming to create our ideal conditions. Let's activate the powerful part of ourselves, personified by Pluto, to take back control and face up to shortcomings in our relationships and society. Perhaps we're on the threshold of a Plutonic intergenerational combined effort as Pluto also activates the sextile to the Pluto in Leo gen of reigning cultural monarchs and the funky new Pluto in Sagittarius crew. Will these Pluto gens become a power trinity like Charlie's Angels, Pluto in Libra version, Drew Barrymore, born 1975. Yes, Libra prefers to work together. If there's something Libra shares with Leo, it's a taste for the finer things in life. Boomers have Neptune in Libra, therefore form a Neptune-Pluto conjunction with Pluto in Libra. Plus, Boomers Pluto in Leo sextiles Pluto in Libra. As for Gen Z, the Pluto in Sagittarius gen, we not only form a Pluto sextile, the two outermost planets combine as our Neptune in Sagittarius and Gen Z's Pluto in Sagittarius conjoin for some mutual mutable manifesting. ignition, and cheerleading on the trot. Pluto in Leo gens shares a lot of easy outer planet connections with Gen Z, while the last two-thirds of Gen X share a Uranus in Scorpio conjunction with the millennial's natal Pluto in Scorpio. From the sextile to the square to the trine, a connected series of events. The Pluto sextile, opportunities for expansion. After scouring several celebrity charts and their corresponding timelines and asking friends about their own experiences, I've noticed that things go very well at the generic Pluto sextile. It's an establishing period. I'm going to say that again. It's an establishing period. The promise of a sextile is opportunities. And that's the case in all of the examples that I researched. Pluto travelled in sextile to Neptune through much of the last century. So as Pluto pulls into this beneficial position, it's simultaneously conjunct natal Neptune. Expansion, growth, and optimism accompany this period. I've noticed through my case studies that creative seeds are there at this time, although you might not realize how important they are until later. The Pluto square, formalizing business and relationships. While the first of the Pluto in Libra gen are in orb of the generic Pluto trine, the last of this gen are in the midst of their Pluto square. At the square, significant adjustments occur. People that are in the public eye tend to be the type to take on a challenge, so they often reinvent and step up to the next level of power and control. By this point, they also have the resources to switch lanes. This might be breaking from the family business to go solo, like Kim Kardashian, born 1980. She began her shapewear business Skims during the square. She disbanded Dash, the clothing boutiques opened with sisters Chloe and Courtney. And incidentally, Dash started up during the sextile period. Following her father's footsteps, Kim Kardashian began studying for the baby bar exam as a step toward becoming an attorney, a significant departure from the family business of reality TV drama, fashion, and beauty. Libra is associated with law and justice due to its signature themes of equality, balance, and fairness. But the official steps to practice through exams and licensing are decidedly Capricorn in nature. Through this period, Kim petitioned Alice Marie Johnson's case of life in prison for a non-violent first offence. She's in it for the law reform and to protect black and brown people from an unfair system. Pluto seems present. The air signs are interested in society, with Libra and Aquarius agreeing it must be egalitarian. Others may step away from working for other people, like Reese Witherspoon, born 1976, did by starting her own media and production company. For the Pluto in Libra gen, this is a call out to put those ideals of equality into a business plan. Stop being so polite and boss up. Reese's career was relatively quiet at the time. She wanted to platform women's stories and voices more authentically. Knowing the tension of the square, you can imagine there were compelling reasons to take the initiative. Reese later said of her motivation, "In the past 4 years, I've emphasized positivity and optimism. There's a tendency to delight in the trauma of women. We see it in the news constantly, and I believe you can create engaging, deep entertainment without exploiting women." This group came from a time when multiple civil rights battles were being fought. Chiron in Aries opposed Uranus in Libra in the first few years. We saw the iconic Battle of the Sexes tennis match and the 9 to 5 movie as women raised consciousness and protested for equal rights and value as human beings. I see this as one of the deep plutonic transformations this gen is here to bring in. I relate deeply to this endeavor. I'm curious about the internal pressure and constellating external events during this period for Witherspoon. No matter, she took action at this critical period. Of course, we're not all celebs, and Pluto does work at a deep, submerged or hidden subterranean level. We might not see what's going on behind the scenes. It's helpful to ask people how they experience this transit and what happened at the sextile, square, and the trine. For most people, themes may be more evident in retrospect, and for others, you might spot it before they do. Just listen for the tells in the words and language. The Pluto trine, gifts of equal relationships. A maturation of prior work constellates as a personal or professional high point. The promise of the trine is gifts, and at this point, one might lockstep in with opportunity, enabling one's gifts to be shared. This awaits us, Pluto in Libra Gen. Personally, after discovering astrology while living overseas during the glorious sextile years, I formally studied astrology at Astrosynthesis while Pluto was still in Sagittarius. During the square, I went back to formal study to cover the timing techniques, which were a pleasure. However, I was grappling with how to set up and run a full-time astrology business. Not as easy as it sounded. The study part was a pleasure, the monetizing, commercializing, attracting clients, creating systems, and capitalizing on nascent technology was more elusive. As Pluto moved into orb for the trine from late Capricorn, my third book, Astro Power, A Simple Guide to Prediction and Destiny, was published on transits, the topic I learned during the square. Say it isn't so. The synchronicity in these cycles never ceases to amaze me. Last time round, the American Revolution. The last time Pluto transited Aquarius was 1778 to 1798. Let's look at an example from the previous Pluto in Libra generation, which was 1724 to 1737. Libra's penchant for being fair and equal can be seen through an association with the law. I hope readers find this a positive example for how Libran ideals mesh and express well through the vehicle of Aquarius as the trine forms. George Mason, born 1725, isn't as well known as his famous neighbour, George Washington. However, it was his initial idea to preface the US Constitution with a Bill of Rights to safeguard liberty. His vision was to build a democracy by and for the people. The final resulting Bill of Rights echoes Mason's sentiment. From the Smithsonian magazine, Mason's work began, "That all people are by nature equally free and independent and have certain inherent rights, namely, the enjoyment of life and liberty, with the means of acquiring and possessing property and pursuing and obtaining happiness and safety." Jefferson's U.S. Declaration of Independence included the immortal words of what may be the most famous political statement in history. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Sound familiar? During the sextile to his Pluto at 2 Libra, around 1750, he was involved in land ventures, working his property, and things were going pretty smoothly. His Pluto square coincided with rising tensions as the British government extracted resources by adding taxes and requiring landlords to feed and quarter British soldiers. Late in the square, Mason actively protested British colonial regulations. In 1776, early in the generic trine in Aquarius, Mason wrote the Declaration of Rights for the State of Virginia. He vigorously advocated to end the slave trade and was elected as a delegate to the new government he helped create. This is interesting, as he had made clear that he didn't like politics or politicians, yet had to do his bit, so he became involved. The process continued on, and as transiting Pluto formed a sextile to his natal sun, James Madison carried the torch by introducing a Bill of Rights at the first Congress. Then, as Pluto formed a trine to Mason's sun, the Bill of Rights was ratified. Late Pluto in Virgo examples. I looked at the most recent examples from the Pluto in Virgo gen, as those with late placements have just finished the trine from Pluto in Capricorn. Currently obsessed with the series The White Lotus, I decided to check out the creator of this compelling, compulsive, binge-worthy breakout success story. During his Pluto trine, Mike White wrote, directed, and edited the series, getting it to the screen in under a year. If that's not a power move, I don't know what is. A second series quickly followed, as the Pluto trine was still in full swing, with the third promptly commissioned. Stating he doesn't have much fuel left in the tank, we all know Pluto comes with deep pockets in terms of resources. The show was a deliciously addictive satire with a dark undertone of Plutonic themes. Elon Musk stated 2008 was the worst year of his life. This was during his Pluto square amid exploding rockets, near bankruptcy and divorce. Recent Twitter takeover aside, he's currently riding high through the Pluto trine in Capricorn with several proverbial pots on the stove. The Pluto trine for the Pluto in Libra gen. So here we are. My final example is Goop founder Gwyneth Paltrow. She has a natal Sun, Pluto, Mercury, Libra, stellium, with Uranus also in the sign. During the sextile, she broke out as an actress with some of her most iconic 90s roles, such as Emma, the talented Mr. Ripley, and winning an Oscar for Shakespeare in Love. Throughout the sextile period, Gwyneth and Brad Pitt were an it couple, at one point engaging before calling it quits. On her website, a timeline mentions the first seeds for Goop were sown at this time. During the square, 2009-10, Paltrow's baby had health issues. And through this period, she discovered more about the connection between food and good health. During this period, Paltrow hit send on the first Goop newsletter, including a couple of recipes and shots she'd taken on her phone. Paltrow wrote her first cookbook, My Father's Daughter, to process her father's death, which was pre-square. Remember, Gwyneth's natal Pluto is conjunct her sun, so generic transits to her Pluto always feature the solar principle. During this time, Pluto faced criticism for stepping away from acting and toward turning her passion for a non-toxic, new-age lifestyle into a big business and an aspirational brand. Ultimately, she deftly converts controversy into profit, proving there's no such thing as bad publicity. She says, "At Goop, we try to eliminate stigmas and shame from women's lives. The postpartum depression piece was one of the first times I put myself on the line in the name of our mission. We wanted to break open a conversation women felt ashamed of having." Sounds like Plutonic real talk to me. With natal Pluto at 2 degrees Libra, Paltrow is picking up the trine from Pluto's current position in late stage capitalism. Capricorn. Already branching out with two Goop Lab series on Netflix, she is well positioned to make the most of a trine through Aquarius. Cogs are rolling with the mention of big plans for this period. In closing, I'd like to remind the Pluto in Libra gen, I see you. Check the table I provided to see where your natal Pluto in Libra is by degree and birth year and the corresponding year that you'll catch the trine from Pluto in Aquarius. Remember, you'll feel it at least 2 to 3 years before and 2 to 3 years after this point as it approaches in orb and then moves out of the orb of influence. Consider your natal Pluto by sign, house, and aspects. Map out the sextile and square years to determine what themes may come up through this period. We all like to look ahead, but it may only make sense with the context and continuity of reflection. Enjoy the Pluto in Aqua years and stay cosmic. Skigate, serving House of Gucci. Who wore it better? Welcome to the follow-up article on Pluto in Libra. Last time, we delved into the potential for empowerment as Pluto transits into Aquarius and forms a trine to the Pluto in Libra cohort. Little did we know that one of my examples would explode into a viral frenzy. Yes, we're talking about none other than Pluto in Libra native and all-round Venus-ruled icon Gwyneth Paltrow and her recent courtroom and diet drama, aka Skigate and Bone Brothgate. As fate would have it, the timing of the case aligned with the entrance of Pluto into Aquarius, coinciding with the return of her natal Chiron in Aries. Intriguing, isn't it? With the positive prediction I made in mind, I anticipated an empowering moment and a favorable outcome. While initial comments and memes were less than flattering, the tides quickly turned and the outcome couldn't have been better. The widely watched case catapulted Paltrow star even higher, leaving us all amused and full of admiration. Now, let's talk courtroom style, memes, Astro Twins and Gucci. As Paltrow's court appearances gained widespread attention, her choice of wardrobe sparked a meme frenzy on social media. It was impossible not to notice that one of the first viral images featured Paltrow sporting 70s boxy aviator glasses and a white cashmere roll neck sweater. It immediately reminded me of Maurizio Gucci's après-ski ensemble from the recent movie House of Gucci, which was uncannily similar. In the film, Gucci's character exudes a cool and calm aura, a quintessential air sign quality. Paltrow, too, was praised for her poise, composed demeanor, and her impeccable stealth wealth style throughout the Skigate trial. The resemblance between their fashion choices intrigued me, so I decided to look at Maurizio's birth chart. Lo and behold, Paltrow and Gucci are astro twins sharing many similar natal placements as follows: Sun and Mercury in Libra, Moon in Gemini, Venus in Leo, Water risings, and Earth North nodes. To add to the cosmic connection, Gucci's Sun illuminates Paltrow's Pluto placement in Synastry. Astrological serendipity. Now, I couldn't resist creating a meme to commemorate this occasion. So, who do you think wore it better? Now, this is where I'm going to interrupt and say you're going to have to head to my website, to the blog page, search in the search bar Skigate, and this will come up with the picture that I've included so you know what I'm talking about. So it goes: A, Maurizio Gucci as played in House of Gucci, B, Gwyneth Paltrow, or C, my cousin's hot water bottle, which happened to be outfitted in a white cable knit roll neck. And also recently I caught up with a Libran friend who showed up in none other than the exact same boxy glasses, aviator glasses, and you guessed it, a white cable knit mohair sweater, although it didn't have the roll neck because it's a bit too warm. So until next time, stay cosmic. Thank you for joining me today. This has been Vanessa Montgomery. For more astro and modern mysticism, find me at astroallstars.com. Remember, that's stars with a Z. Take care and stay cosmic.